Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I want you to come to practices and sit on the bench with me during the games.
Me? You want me?
What do you say? Under the following conditions. That you clean yourself up. Show up at the games on time and the practices, and you wear a shirt and tie.
Well, I got myself a suit right there. I got a wingdinger. I was married in that suit, too.
All right, it's time for another Suburbs Pod Sports Break. Here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is off today, but joining me at the analyst desk, Jason Goble. Hello, Jason.
Hey, everybody.
And Bill Mulligan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for coming. All right, we are talking 70s album madness. Please vote every day at facebook.com/suburbspod. Different matchup every day. We are heading into, or I guess by this time, we are actually into the Sweet 16. Today we're going to talk about Region B in the bracket, and let's look back at the second round results. Let's start here with the number one seed, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, defeating Velvet Underground Loaded by a score of 73-52. Jason, a bit of sadness there in the city.
Yeah, a little sadness, but, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough road for Loaded. And admittedly, I also voted for the album with, which is, again, going back to what I said in the first round, a great evidence of functional dysfunction. Loving is presently more fun. It presently remains fun. And that's why Rumors advance.
All right. Let's look at the other matchup here. This one was an upset by the seedings, but I don't know if it's an upset necessarily by the community here. Elvis Costello with My Aim Is True pretty easily beating Van Halen's debut. The score on this one, 97-58.
Apparently, it's not just the guy in the named Elvis with the leather pants that drives the community crazy. Look, Elvis is drawing in the crowd, as Bill said the last time. You know, the bottom line is this guy is definitely a threat. You know, My Aim Is True, I guess, is now the, and I get, you know, it's a great album. So I don't know how you, if it's necessarily, quote, the Cinderella, but I guess based on the seating, they're right now the Cinderella of the ball. That is this dance.
Yeah, the this is the matchup that had the highest vote total, highest number of votes cast. I think Elvis is just really bringing out the support. In fact, for the entire second round, he had the most votes cast for him. Of course, it helps when you have two albums in the round.
Right.
But he beat the Stones. He beat the Who. I mean, he only had one album advance, but I think he's going to keep it up.
Bill, I believe it was you who described this particular matchup as brain or head versus something else. Another.
That wasn't me, but okay. Yes, it's definitely head versus about maybe 3 feet lower, I think.
Nether regions, I think, is yes, what yes. Jason says. Yes.
Yeah. Nether regions.
Normally in life, the head doesn't win by this kind of margin. But strange things happen in this tournament, I guess. Okay. Let's move on here. Well, you know what, Bill, why don't we just look ahead to this particular Sweet 16 matchup since we're talking about these albums already. So in the next round, and people can vote on this matchup today, Rumors will face My Aim Is True. Now, that one seems tough to call.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Rumors, but the way Costello's been getting it done, I really think he's got an excellent shot.
I'm hearing the wind blowing, and I think the chain is still strong. I am going to, for Mac, to advance to the Elite Eight.
It will be interesting. I mean, Rumors, one of the most broadly popular albums of all time, right? Versus, I don't know, the sort of, you know, consummate sort of music geek kind of album, right? So we'll see where this goes. All right. Let's go to the other half of this region. Let's see. We'll go down to the number two seed was the Sex Pistols. Never mind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols beating Bruce Springsteen's Darkness on the Edge of Town. It was close. 70-61.
I'm going to give credit to this one, to the patron saint of this podcast, EPJ, Echo Park Jimmy, because this one was neck and neck, and then Echo Park Jimmy chimed in, basically made all the people who were second-guessing whether to vote against Bruce, vote against Bruce. So again, I give a big assess to EPJ on this. Look, I'm a big Darkness fan, but, you know, this is obviously the album that really brought punk mainstream. So I can't argue with the Sex Pistols winning.
I would say if you're going to lose, Jason, you know, to lose to an album that kind of sparked a music revolution, you know, is not so bad, right? Yeah. All right. Let's move on then to the number three seed was Led Zeppelin 4. Going up against AC/DC's Highway to Hell. You know, this we talked about, this was going to be a really loud, you know, raucous clash of classic rock titans. But man, Led Zeppelin did not have much trouble with AC/DC. Led Zeppelin wins 78-34.
Yeah, I thought this one would be closer, but Zeppelin dominated and, you know, a strong win for four to get into the Sweet 16.
All I can say is rest in power, Bon Scott.
There you
again.
Go.
Again. Yes.
Yeah, I was surprised by the margin. Maybe not the result, but the margin on this one. So.
All right. So then looking ahead there, it'll be 2-3, Sex Pistols versus Led Zeppelin. Again. Not exactly punk rock versus prog rock, but not too far away, I guess. You know, Led Zeppelin did get a bit sort of mystical at times and sort of represent a lot of what, you know, or some of what punk was maybe rebelling against. So it's an interesting clash of styles, right?
I know when you started this, Jim, or I think you said it in the preview, that you weren't sure if Zeppelin was ranked too low.
Correct.
And admittedly, it's a 3 versus a 2. But, you know, I have to go with a classic rock album that has 3 songs that were staples on the radio, 2 which would have been staples if classic rock DJs were allowed to play songs in rotation 5 minutes or longer, and 3 other just absolutely great songs. My pick is for the three, which is four, to defeat the two and advance to the Elite Eight.
Four,
way too many numbers.
Four, which is a 3, but maybe should have been a 2. The album that actually is at 2. Okay, gotcha. I think I got that sorted out.
Okay, well, I could barely follow that, so I'm not going to argue with it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll see how this goes, but I think I'd be a little concerned, Johnny, right now, but we'll see. All right. Thanks very much, guys. We'll be talking to people again in a couple of days with some more bracket matchups. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, who is suspiciously quiet, thank you very much for listening. Go out and vote, facebook.com/suburbspod, and we'll talk to you all later.
Let me get back.
admittedly, Johnny Rotten's probably giving me the finger for voting for Darkness.
It's more like this. It's like two fingers this way. Yeah,
that's true.